Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. The Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Space, and Domestic Security will now come to order. Lois, please call the roll.
Chair Wright.
Here.
Vice Chair Trunell.
Here.
Senator Burgess.
Here.
Senator Jones.
Here.
Senator Sharif.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you very much, Lois. Let's all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll ask Captain Burgess to lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reminder to please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form handed to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. All right. Senator Jones.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to tab two if you're ready. You feel like it?
I do, Mr. Chair, but I have TP'd my bill until okay. The next committee. No, I'm sorry. Next week, Danny. Yeah, it was absolutely you.
So we knew that, and we appreciate you. So it is approved. It's TP'd. Thank you. We'll take up tab three then. SB 1514 on Public Records and Meetings, Space, Florida, by Senator Burgess. Senator Burgess, you are recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And very briefly, this is the Public Records Bill to go along with the Space, Florida bill that this committee unanimously passed last week. The bill exempts from public record meetings of the Board of Space, Florida when they are discussing trade secrets. As we know, while discussing trade secrets, the board should feel free to have these discussions without the fear that information might affect business decisions from being made if they were made public. So this is a simple linked public records exemption that I think has a necessity to it so that we can maximize the reach and power of Space Florida. It's linked to our policy bill that you heard last week, and I'm happy to take any questions if needed.
Thank you very much, Senator Burgess. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none. Are there any appearance forms on the bill? Yes. Mr. Rob Long, are you waving in support? You're not speaking in support? You just did? Thank you very much. Waving in support. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Burgess, you recognize to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Wave close.
Lois, will you please call the roll on SB 1514?
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Sharif?
Yes.
Vice Chair Trunell?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes. And by your vote, SB 1514 is reported favorably. So we're going to move forward now, and we're going to pass the chair over to Vice Chair, Senator Trunell.
Thank you, Chair Wright. We'll take up tab one, CS for SB 502 on the concurrent legislative jurisdiction over United States military installations. Senator Wright? You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Senate Bill 502 changes the state statute so that the state of Florida will provide concurrent both federal and state legislative jurisdiction when it comes to matters involving a child who has allegedly violated a federal law on a United States military installation. As long as the military installation is located within the boundaries of the state, as long as the United States Attorney or United States District Court for the applicable district in this state has waived exclusive jurisdiction, and the violation of the federal law is also a crime under state law. This legislation is needed because without this concurrent legislative jurisdiction, juvenile misconduct is adjudicated in a federal court system. However, the federal court system lacks the suitable service for juveniles and often tries them as adults. So concurrent legislative jurisdiction would give juveniles living on military installations access to state juvenile justice system and its resources, which will provide better prospects for their rehabilitation. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Any questions on the bills, members? Seeing no question, is there any debate or is there any appearance forms on the bill? No, seeing no appearance.
No.
Any debate on the bill? Senator Wright, you recognize the closing of your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I ask for your favorable support.
Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 502.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Sharif?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Chair Trunell?
Yes. By your vote, CS for SB 502 is reported favorably. I'm going to return the chair to Chair Wright.
Thank you, sir. Okay, does any senator wish to be recorded on bills? I think you're all here, so we got that out of the way. Is there any objection? None. So the motion adopted. And is there any other business before the committee?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Just recognized for personal privilege?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Wanted to take a moment to recognize an outstanding veterans group that's here in our committee today from Pasco County on the west side of our county and Chair Hooper's district, actually, and that is Chris Sowell and Samantha Verbancic. And if you could stand up with Grit, I think everybody wants to meet Grit if Grit's available. They run the Warrior Wellness Program in Pasco County and have done an amazing he is laying down. Grit, where are you, buddy? You've never seen a dog this big. He's snoring. Well, he's doing a good job of keeping it low. All right, that's fine. Everybody, go meet Grit. Thank you, and welcome to the Florida Senate.
Thank you for all you do. Good, good. Thank you so much. Good job. We can't do enough for our veterans, can we? There's always things that we can do to make their lives better. Okay, so we're going to ask Senator Burgess if we can adjourn. He said yes. There's no objection. Seeing none, the motion is adopted. We are adjourned. We get her done, don't we?